Tensions are running high in Honduras as the ousted president returns. Iran is increasing its pressure on Christians, and believers respond to crippling drought in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Honduran security forces were called into action yesterday to break up protests in Tegucigalpa following the surprise return of deposed President Manuel Zelaya. Police surrounded the Brazilian embassy where Zelaya is staying in order to disperse the crowd. Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says
there has continued to be lots of demonstrations in the street. Since this happened in June, there has been lots of upheaval, which has affected ministry, quite honestly. It's affected the daily lives of the Honduran people.
Many world leaders are calling for peace as elections are scheduled for November 29th. Despite the problems, Orphan Outreach continues their work. While it's difficult, Taylor says it's a great time for the gospel.
People there are wondering day to day about their lives and the upheaval, and that's a great time to come to them with the gospel and talk to them about putting God first in their lives.
Taylor's asking you to pray for safety for their staff and that their short-term mission trips can resume soon. Next, seven Christian converts posted bail and are out of prison as President Ahmed Ahmadinejad speaks before the UN. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says the Iranian government's flexing its muscle in the latest crackdown on believers. Why? Thousands are coming to Christ.
TV channels are playing a very important role in reaching out to the Muslims, and this is creating a situation where many Muslims are converting, and the Iranian government is very much alarmed by this development.
For those out on bail,
it doesn't mean that the charges against them have been dropped. Still, these Christians who are released on bail face prosecution from Iranian officials.
Miriam and Marzia's case mentioned yesterday on the broadcast puzzles Racho.
Their families were able to produce the bail around $400,000, but Iranian officials still insisted on keeping them in prison.
So please pray.
Pray for the safety of Christians who convert from Islam in Iran. That is the most important tool we can use at this point.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Drought continues to starve Kenya's land and her people. Beth Zylstra with Christian Reform World Relief Committee explains.
Kenya's been facing chronic drought over the last 3 years, and every 3 years it seems to be a bit worse. And with post-election violence in 2007, we kind of foresaw that this year it could be especially bad because they didn't grow as much food as they usually would.
Those predictions were correct. CRWRC is responding to the situation with food aid.
We're currently helping 10,670 households with food baskets each month. We've been working with them since April, and now we'll continue to work up through January.
CRWRC is working with five international and local ministries to get food to about 70,000 people. Although CRWRC has had to slow down its development projects, the message of Christ still shines brightly through physical provision. CRWRC needs funding to continue this work. Consider donating. Meanwhile, International Mission Board sent out 60 missionaries last week to four continents of the world. 35 will be in Asia, 12 in Europe, 12 in Africa, and one to the Americas. One young missionary headed to Asia is going with a specific purpose of reaching the deaf. She's been ministering to the deaf with the IMB for over 3 years and will now reach many unreached people in Asia. Pray the kingdom would increase as a result of the faithfulness of these missionaries. And Send International's team in Western Russia meets this week to decide on a distance learning proposal for pastors and church leaders. They want to help those who can't afford to miss work to attend regular training sessions at their biblical training center. The program will provide computer classes, assignments, and a supervisor. Pray for good discussion and wise decisions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there not only to find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.